Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday here on the Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. 800-636-1067 is the phone number. You can chime in throughout the show. I believe we're going to dive into the Junkie Sports page here, weave in some calls as well.
What's the lead story, my friend?
Well, let's just talking about the NBA, the matchups here, and the seedings. First of all,
it's all solidified now.
All solidified. We're all in the books. Playoffs will start Saturday. But some scores from last night. Celtics beat the Nets, so the Celtics get the 55 wins. The Celtics are the 2 seed. The Knicks beat Cleveland in Cleveland. A couple things about this game. One, LeBron wanted to start because it was the first time in his NBA career that he started all 82 games in the regular season. He did start. He only played 10 or 11 minutes. It was pretty tight heading into the second quarter, but then the Knicks kind of boat raced him in the second quarter, and then Cleveland just sat everybody. So Cleveland loses 110-98. But LeBron starts all 82 games. Pretty impressive. The Raptors lost to the Heat. Kind of surprise cakes. The Raptors started all their guys. Lowry and DeRozan played like 39 minutes.
It's definitely weird heading into the playoffs.
They didn't need the game.
You can't get moved out of your seed.
But the Heat win that game. And, of course, the Wizards lost to the Magic 101-92. They were outscored 25-17 in the fourth quarter. John Wall didn't play. Otto Porter didn't play. But this was a game that most people thought the Wizards would win in Orlando.
Mm. I certainly thought they would win.
But they don't.
Do they understand the 8 seeds have an 8% chance?
I don't think they really care.
Do people ever talk about these things?
I don't think they care.
When you're an 8 seed, you don't advance? I mean, I would do everything in my power to avoid that if I was one of the guys.
Now, Drab's telling me that if they would have won the game, they would have been the 7 seed. I thought that they had to win and Miami had to lose for them to jump into the 7.
If Miami lost, I read the Wizards would have been the 6th seed.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me.
The Bucks play, at one point, when you were looking at the standings, had played one more game. That's why they're always ahead of the Wizards.
Okay. All right, so they would have won a tiebreaker over Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Okay. Milwaukee lost to the Sixers 130-95. They're outscored 46-18 in the first. The Sixers scored 80 points in the first quarter, in the first half.
That's crazy.
Well, that tells me the Bucks are destined
for a
short playoff run.
80 points in the first half at Wells Fargo. And the Sixers have won 16 straight.
Why'd they fire that GM? The trust the process guy?
Yeah, it
worked.
Process clearly worked.
It worked.
Yeah, kind of did. Yeah, you're right.
Why'd they fire him?
I don't know.
They didn't have the wherewithal?
They wanted to get, who's running the show now? Colangelo? Is it Brian Colangelo?
Yeah, but I mean, obviously, he'd be pissed enough people off.
Sixers, 130-95. Unbelievable. So they are in as the 3 seed. In the Western Conference, there was only one spot up for grabs last night. It was the T-Wolves hosting the Nuggets. Winner's in, loser goes home. It was the first play-in game to get into the playoffs in over 20 years in the NBA, which is kind of shocking. But the T-Wolves get it done in overtime. They win the game 112-106, so they are the 8 seed. Nuggets are out. First time in 14 years the T-Wolves have been in the playoffs. And the Pelicans beat the Spurs.
So it had been that long. It's so hard to make the playoffs in the Western Conference.
One other thing about last night's game, the Thunder beat the Grizzlies 137-123. Russell Westbrook needed 34 rebounds in his last two games.
Right. Yeah.
34 rebounds in his last two games.
To do the average triple-double.
To average 10
boards.
And
he did it pretty quickly. Like, I think last night he got whatever he needed, 16 or whatever, in like 20 minutes or something. Like, he just did it.
Think about that.
I saw a highlight.
That is unbelievable.
He boxed out one of his own players.
He wanted to get it.
For a rebound.
Of course.
He didn't want that stat.
Of course he did.
No, but it's incredible because we all slept on it. Like last year, we were all following this, like game by game almost.
Yeah.
Oh, another triple-double. Oh, no, but another triple-double. In fact, I remember talking about it a few months ago when I was like, is he still on that pace? He goes, he's off it a little bit. Probably not going to get it. And boom, he gets it.
Back-to-back years.
Crazy. Is he the first guy to have done that?
Yes.
Back-to-back years?
Multiple seasons.
That's crazy.
Think about that.
He's just a beast.
He needed 34 rebounds in two games. 34!
Yeah. Like Carl Anthony Towns would have a hard time doing
take,
that.
How long would it take Gortat to get 34?
7 games.
Right. He needed 34. Had to get 34 to average 10 boards a game, and yeah. He gets it.
Oh, that's amazing.
All the number.
Listen, he's got flaws as a player, certainly, but effort-wise, he is the gold standard. The gold standard effort-wise.
Oh, he doesn't have many flaws.
For professional athletes. Well, he might take a few too many shots, maybe some ill-advised shots.
So here are your matchups. We've already talked about the Wizards and the Raptors. 1-8. This series was split in the regular season. 2-2. They split in Toronto, split here. Last time they played was March 2nd, and Toronto beat the Wizards. I believe that was here, 102-95.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you got that starting. Are they playing Saturday? Are they playing?
Yes.
They're playing Saturday.
Saturday, I believe, 5:30 tip.
All right. 2-7 is Boston and Milwaukee. Casey, there's just no way Milwaukee can beat Boston.
Boston in 5. Here are all my tingle plays.
They also split in the regular season. They also split in the regular season.
Yeah.
2-2. And of course, Kyrie's not playing. All right, so you got the 2-7 there. 3-6, Philly, 16 straight wins. They finished with 52 wins. They're going to play the Miami Heat. In the regular season, Philly 3-1 against Miami.
I like the Sixers in 6 games. What's Embiid's status? Will he be there for game 1?
Actually, no, I'm sorry. They split in the regular season. They split in the regular season.
But Embiid
2-2.
Should be ready to
is
go.
Is he
going to
wear
series?
Like a face mask and all? Is he going to wear that? The Rip Hamilton
I'm not sure
mask?
If he's gonna, I assume he's probably going to wear something, but I'm not sure. I haven't heard.
Let's go to Mike in D.C. Mike, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, what's up, Junks? Hey, I just want to get your... Hey, guys.
What's
how
up?
Are you?
Good.
Hey, good.
Yeah, just... Good. I just want to get your opinion on a couple things. One is Scott Brooks' substitutions don't make sense during the game a lot of times to me. And then two other things. I never understand, I will never understand, and maybe it's a salary cap thing, why Mahimi plays major minutes during the game. The guy, like you have Jason Smith on the bench, you have Mike Scott, you have a bunch of guys who can rebound and actually cover the screen and roll. Yet Mahimi's getting like 15 minutes a game, and I watched him last year in the playoffs against
Boston. I think
Boston.
They think he's their best pick-and-roll defender. I think Brooks has said that.
Yeah, but the thing is when he's on offense and he sets a screen, nobody's going to cover him. He can't shoot. He can't dribble to the basket.
He's guaranteed to miss inside 3 feet.
Yeah.
Correct. At least one or two.
He's one of the worst offensive players I've ever seen, but they love his defense and fact that he can be a rim protector. That's what they like about Mahimi. That's why they signed him. They didn't sign him for his offense, trust me.
He averages about 5 fouls every 10 minutes. I mean, the guy literally has no mobility horizontally. But
well, last night was bad. But remember, he had a few games there where he was giving you 10 points, 12 points. He was getting some boards. He was blocking some shots.
Yeah, but even in those games, he will inevitably miss like a 3-footer.
No, he will, but Jason Smith just can't guard anybody. Smith can't guard anybody. That's why he doesn't play. He didn't play last night.
Well, let's keep an eye on the playoffs. I think we'll think different after this series. But also, do you feel like the Wizards are become like prima donnas in terms of the grit that the way they play? Because they go hard for a quarter and then they look awful the next.
There's
but,
no
hey,
grit.
Thanks for the time, guys.
Yes, yeah. I would never use the word grit to describe this team. Yeah. Nobody would.
I'm not going to give. Yeah, I won't say grit.
Nobody.
They're
would.
Not gritty. Now maybe they step it up a notch in the playoffs, but they're certainly not gritty.
We all know that playoff basketball is different than regular season basketball, and that's basically if you're a Wizards fan, that's what you're banking on.
I mean, they've lost 11 out of 16. That's not a gritty team.
Yeah.
I mean, their head coach looks effing miserable. Scotty Brooks looks miserable. He's making $7 million a year? Is that what it is?
$7 million, yeah.
And he looks just like tortured. Like he'd rather be anywhere else than coaching these idiots.
Let's see how he looks after the series.
Yeah. Let's do one more. Let's go to, let me see. Let's go to Joe in D.C. Joe, what's up? You're on with the Junks. Oops.
So here's my take on the Wizards. As a coach, you have... three things in general to do. Pull the best out of your players, manage personalities in the locker room, and make sure you I forgot the third thing. But anyway, so Scott Brooks has failed in both. The Wizards are more talented than these teams, and he's failed also at the making them, you know, beat teams that you beat. Oh, and the other is X's and O's. Okay, so he's fair in X's and O's, but he's failed at the other two. So at what point is Scott Brooks going to be on the hot seat?
It's not going to be after one year.
He's making $7 million. I mean,
it's not going to be after one year. But I understand what you're saying. I do. I understand what you're saying.
I think he's just making too much money. There's no way. He's not going to be on the hot seat
anytime soon. Yet, but I think.
Maybe in a couple years.
Yeah, but his points are, they're fair. Yeah. There has been drama. That sometimes you definitely get the sense, and I don't blame him for it, but you get the sense that the guys aren't listening to him. I mean, you just do.
Yeah, you too. You kind of get that vibe.
Yeah. I mean, that's why he's miserable.
Well, but that's also when veterans need to step up and kind
of
rein the team in.
Of course, ultimately it's on the players.
It's on the players.
But it's his job to find a way to get through to the guys and get them to play at their potential.
Yeah, well, some guys.
Does anybody think they're playing at their potential?
No. Yeah. No one would say that.
Certainly not down the stretch
of the
season.
I mean, that's part of his job, but, you know.
But Brooks was probably pretty good at it in OKC. He had some pretty big personalities.
Had talent.
Well, of course.
He had
bigger personalities.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he had to manage those and manage KD and manage Westbrook.
All right, before we take another call real quick, Western Conference, 1-8, Houston, Minnesota. Houston swept Minnesota 4-0 in the regular season. 2-7 is Golden State, San Antonio. The Warriors won 3 out of 4 in the regular season there. Portland, New Orleans could be a little interesting. This was 2-2 in the regular season. Portland's a 3 seed. Will host.
I bet a lot of overs in that series.
That's going to be up and down.
Yeah.
And then we just talked about the Thunder. They're the 4 seed. They'll play Utah. That's the 4-5. And the Thunder won 3 out of 4 there. Hmm. And again, what Westbrook did last night is just incredible to me.
Well, what he did for the year.
Yeah. But what just needing the 34 rebounds in 2 games and getting it on the number.
Right. All right. Let's go to Dominic. Dominic, what's up, man? You're all with the Junkies. How are you, my friend?
Morning, guys. Thank you, as always, for taking the call. Yep. Just wanted to comment on the 2 DC playoff series. I think they're both going down. I'm going to take the Jackets at 6. I think the whole Groovy Holpe thing is going to start playing with someone's head. As soon as 2 goals get in, everybody's going to start second-guessing about everything, and I think that's what's going to ultimately be the downfall.
You think the players are going to second-guess it? I don't think so.
No, I think Trotz will, and I think that's what's going to be – I think that's going to be in the back of their mind, and I think it's going to be in the back of both Ruby and Holby's mind, because I think each one of them is going to play at least a game and a half. Mm-hmm. And then on the Wiz side, I think they're just going to get crushed, but it's not going to matter because Toronto just folds against Cleveland every year. LeBron has permanent residence in between the ears of DeRozan and Lowry.
Right.
All right. Thank you for the call, man.
Thank you. So he's got us going 0-for.
But on the other side, I think Bobrovsky can get rattled early as well. So now if Trotz is forced to play musical chairs with his goalies and is swapping them in and out,
that's
a horrible sign for the Caps. But I think Bobrovsky will be rattled by the Caps. The Caps are a superior offensive team to Columbus. Though Columbus does throw a lot of shots on net.
Right.
Not always quality shots, but they do put a lot of shots towards opposing goalies, so we'll have to watch.
Here's where you'll
know,
in my opinion, if the Caps are in a good stead. So obviously you get some good goalie play, right? Just some nice solid play early, and then they need those secondary guys. Like, they can't just be all about Ovi.
Right.
They need those secondary guys. They need Oshie. He's been coming on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Finally. Need Oshie to continue that, maybe get a goal or two here or there from
Tom Wilson. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Some of that.
Maybe Backstrom get involved a little bit.
Maybe a Shane Gersich goal.
Get these other guys involved so it's not all on Ovi.
Did Gersich make the playoff roster?
I'm 99% sure he did. Let me look. Okay. Who got the sweaters and who didn't for tonight's game?
Let's go to Rocco, Westminster. Rocco, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
What's up, guys? Ironically, even though I think I would never trust Lowry and DeRozan in the playoffs, I think the Wizards got a better matchup than the Caps, but I'm still go with the Caps just because they can move the puck better. And Columbus is a rough and tumble team, and Bobrovsky, as you guys mentioned, he's pretty vulnerable in the playoffs, but still got to go with the Caps just because Kuzi's coming on. Like you guys said, Oshie's coming on, Backstrom. So even though the second round's always miserable for us, I got to go with the Caps still here. And the Raptors, as good as they are, man, I think that's a good matchup for the Wizards. But
all right, so you got a good vibe on the Wizards. All right. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, so the number is 800-636-1067.
He's going opposite of what I'm doing.
He's going oppo. Can we do another sports page segment?
Yeah.
Because I want to talk about the 2 baseball brawls yesterday.
Okay.
We're talking about Jordan Zimmerman.
We're talking about Jordan Zimmerman getting pummeled in the face. where I want to talk about Isaac Haas. I want to talk about Alden Smith.
Is that the guy that gave the STD?
Yeah, I got to talk about that. about Alden Smith.
Drabby doesn't believe in herpes.
Yeah, he doesn't believe it exists.
And
he doesn't believe in seatbelts either.
And I want to talk about the Pens giving the Flyers the beatdown.
There was a big beatdown.
So there's a lot more we can talk about, KC.
Yep, 800-636-1067. It's an open line Thursday here on the Junks.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just about 35 minutes away from Joe Beninati, Caps play-by-play voice on NBC Sports Washington, from joining the show. We always look forward to that before the Caps begin their playoff journey basically every single year. So Joe be with us at 8, and Chris Russell will do more Caps talk with us at 9 a.m.
Lots of Caps and Wizards today.
Yes.
Yeah. One guy is tweeting me at EB Junkies. We have some kids that they have two winning seasons in a row, which barely ever happens. Stop hating. Not hating. Just tell. Just making predictions. Predict the Wizards lose as the 8 seed to the Raptors. I predict the Caps will win in the first round and lose to the Penguins. How's that hating?
We'll see.
Just make it a prediction based on the odds. And the Redskins are always dreadful.
Don't let the trolls upset you. You're letting them in.
And I root for all of them.
They're trolls at the gate.
I'm a diehard Redskins fan. I love this team. But I can't just be a blind homer. They're awful.
He pumped for the Redskins preseason sked release.
No! Preseason's so dumb.
RG3 will be playing against them.
That's right. Take on the Ravens. I believe that's so bad. That's the last preseason game. You're probably going to... a long look at RG3 in that game.
I just got so bitter watching that press conference yesterday. I guess, was he officially announced yesterday?
Yeah. When was the last? Do backup quarterbacks typically have press conferences like that?
Well, he had one. Saying the same thing, same cliches.
Yeah.
Know your why.
He looked a little thinner.
No pressure, Valdez, no diamonds. Did you see it?
I saw the clips. I didn't watch the entire thing.
Didn't he look a little thinner?
He definitely did in the face.
Yeah. I wonder what's going on.
Well, maybe he's eating healthier.
All right, so...
he says he's as fit as he's ever felt since college.
Well, he looked it. 800-636-1067 is the number. I want to talk about the brawls yesterday. One was a day... By the way, there was a bunch of day games yesterday.
You love day baseball. Oh, so much betting in the afternoon.
Just looking forward to it. DFS sweats. Did you get your draft league in?
I did not.
You're sleeping on that.
He was snoozing.
He was playing poker.
I was at my second job. Okay,
I get it.
Poker room ambassador. Thank you.
I'm sure you won more money than you would have won on draft.
You're probably right.
But the first one was the Pods Rockies at Coors out in Denver. And I'm watching MLB Network.
So set it up for me. What happened?
All right. So two nights ago, Manuel Margot, who's plays for the Padres, was hit in the ribs by a Rockies pitcher.
His sister's hot.
Right.
She's so hot.
Robbie.
Yeah.
Margot hit him right in the ribs. He went down to the ground. I thought he broke his rib.
Right.
He went to the DL. All right. So the Pods were bitter. So today or yesterday, they.
But it wasn't intentional.
Doesn't look like. I mean, I don't know if there was any reason. I don't know if there was any carryover from a series from last year. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But he was hitting right in the ribs. Mm-hmm. Maybe the pitch just got away from him. So yesterday, Trevor Story, the shortstop for the Rockies, was hit. Mm-hmm. By a Pods.
It's got to suck when you know it's coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because then you know it's coming.
Right in the ribs. Right. Mid-90s, you know how much that would hurt?
I think it was right in the back.
I don't like stubbing my toe.
Like, if I stub my toe,
it hurts so
painful.
Bad.
Can you imagine getting hit with a 96-mile-an-hour heater?
No, I'm not manly enough.
All right, so he didn't do anything. He went to first base.
I think I would die at this point.
Then Hunter Renfro got up, who's a catcher for the Pods, and the Rockies threw at him, hit him.
Okay.
All right.
So we're going to continue this.
So you see back and forth, back and forth. Then Arenado gets up, stud third baseman for the Rockies, best third baseman in the game.
Yeah.
And they threw behind him, didn't hit him, threw behind him.
Right. Well, that means it's on. Once they get to that
point. And then
point,
it was on.
Yeah.
And Arenado went bonkers.
Yeah.
It went after Perdino, and he swung and missed. But, man, if that would have hit, probably would have knocked his ass out. But then it was just a Rondell Mealy for a good 10 minutes, maybe longer.
Yeah.
Mark McGwire actually, I don't know if Mark McGwire was trying to defuse the situation or if he was bitter at Arenado.
Uh-huh.
But he got in Arenado's face. Anyway, there was five ejections. It was a really good brawl. It was really good.
Yeah.
Then you had another one last night at Fenway.
All right.
I remember two nights ago, the Sox beat the Yankees 14-1. Just pounded them.
All right, embarrassed them.
And
did they do anything? Did they like steal on them late or anything like that?
Yeah, just game to beat down real good. And so last night, the Yankees got up to a good start. David Price got hit up real good. Didn't even get out to the second inning.
Well, he had left some with his hand, right?
He said he felt tingling in his hand, so he left the game. No, it was really cold last night in Boston. It was in the high 30s.
He's been pitching better, though, right, Price?
His first two starts were great.
Yeah.
I don't think he gave up an earned run in his first two starts.
Right.
But last night, he wasn't good. And so he gave up four runs in the first. Anyway, so he's out. They start getting to the bullpen. Anyway, so Tyler Austin's a first baseman for the Yankees. And he gets on first, and in a ground ball to Brock Holt, who's playing shortstop for the Red Sox. It's kind of a hard slide. I didn't think it was that bad, actually, to be honest with you. And he kind of clipped Holt's foot to break up the double play. Well, when Tyler Austin got up to bat, Joe Kelly, who throws about 99 for the Red Sox, hit him right in the ribs. Well, it was actually in the back. And Tyler Austin was Rick. Threw the bat down, went after Joe Kelly. Of course, bench is cleared.
Yeah.
I didn't think the slide was that bad. And I'm a Red Sox fan. I didn't think the slide was that bad, but I don't know. Maybe other people
who
disagree
with
me.
Who was it that had the slide?
Tyler Austin.
Tyler Austin.
Yeah, teams are getting feisty in April, mid-April. Yeah.
Now, Drabby thinks that Tyler Austin botched it because he waited too long.
Big time.
And by the time he actually got out to Joe Kelly, the catcher, who was Christian Vasquez, got to him and kind of stopped him a little bit.
I think it was 6 seconds by the time he
But he still got to Kelly.
And then he got punched in the face by him.
By Kelly, yeah. Well, because he was off balance
and
he fell down.
If you're going to go, you got to go.
Yeah, like Arenado.
Right.
No
exactly.
Hesitation.
No hesitation.
Just get
But Arenado went right after him, and he still missed. He whiffed on the swing.
I know, but I want to...
These guys aren't professional boxers.
He got tackled by the time he even got to the pitcher. I want to see some haymakers.
Oh, yeah. So that happens. You had two brawls left. When's the last time you had two brawls in the same day on Major League Baseball? All right, so, and then the Tigers were playing the Indians, and Jordan Zimmermann, who, of course, used to play here in Washington, and has been horrible since he joined the Tigers, got hit in the face. Who hit the ball? Do you know, Drab, who hit the ball?
Was it Kipnis?
Was it Jason Kipnis?
I think so.
And hit him right in the face. Now, Zimmermann had 11, did he have 11 screws put in place when he was in
college?
He
had like a plate, like a steel plate put in his jaw.
Yeah,
same thing happened to him, I guess, at University of Vermont.
Right. He got pummeled. Did he go to Vermont or Wisconsin?
Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah, I thought he was from Wisconsin. Anyway, he got hit in the face last night, which was scary.
They told him when he got hit in the face and they had to put in the 11 screws and the steel plate or whatever, that don't worry, you're never going to break your jaw again. Like, you're good. And this proves it.
Did it again.
Did it? But he said, you're fine.
Right.
Like,
right.
This, you know, it just hurt.
Apparently didn't get a concussion, just had a broken jaw.
Didn't get a concussion, ball just bounced off the steel plate.
So he's going to be out for a while. So a lot going on in baseball last night.
That's just terrifying,
Kipnis was, you could
surprised
tell,
done
he
that more
he
often.
Was distraught. Like,
yeah.
He put his hands to his head on the way to first base, and then when he reached first base, he did it again. Like, he was genuinely concerned,
probably
as should
he,
be.
Probably thought he killed Jordan Zimmermann. Yeah, exactly.
He's just laying sprawled out on the mound. It was scary.
So Zimmermann said, thanks for the love, everyone. All good. See you in 5 days.
Really?
He's going to make his next start?
He's not going to go on the dill?
That's what he tweeted last night.
Yeah, they said he didn't have a concussion. No jaw. The teeth were intact. I'm telling you,
he just got really lucky.
Got lucky.
And he has a money metal mouth. He's got saved him.
Money metal Jordan.
Yeah, he's got hooked.
All right, so troubled former NFL linebacker Alden Smith.
This is just ridiculous.
Troubled is disturbing. To put it lightly. Troubled.
I mean, yeah, you worry about this guy's life.
He should be in your death pool.
He had a
He's a good, you know, he's a great pick for 2019.
He's going to die.
I mean, of course you
can. You still draft guys? Like, how does that work?
No. Once you make your picks for whatever year it is, that's
you're
the
locked
team,
in
for
your
team
for that
locked
year.
In with.
Put him on the watch
list. He'll be on the list for 2019.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So he had.
He's had multiple arrests in the last few weeks, right?
Oh yeah, he's just a mess. He's probably been arrested. What do you think? 5-6 times since he's been a pro.
Sounds about right.
I think just a couple recently.
He was arrested at an airport for threatening. Did he make a bomb threat at the LAX? Yeah,
I think so. He was hammered.
I think he did something like that.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway,
he TJ Miller.
He just likes to get hammered. Yeah. He had a blood alcohol content of point. Get this. Wait for it. 0.40.
Now, I'm looking at the list of your different BAC levels.
Yeah, go through
starting
it for people.
Just starting at 0.2, which is half of what he basically
walked. 0.2 is obliterated.
0.2, need assistance in walking, total mental confusion, dysphoria with nausea and vomiting, possible blackout. That's 0.2 to 0.249%. When you get to 0.25 to 0.39%, alcohol poisoning, loss of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
0.4%, which is what Alden Smith registered, onset of coma, possible death. Due to respiratory arrest.
Right.
Like, it doesn't go higher than 0.40.
And again.
And he walked right in.
He walked in with that.
He walked into the San Francisco Sheriff's Department.
It's unbelievable.
With 0.40.
I don't see how that's possible.
Guys that get numbers like, you have to be a real alcoholic to even get that high.
Right.
Correct.
Because, like, if you or I were at a 0.2,
you'd be dead.
We'd be dead. At 0.2, oh, no, half that.
If we got, like, a 0.3, they would send the coroner's van here.
Yeah.
And we'd be wheeled out on a gurney.
Yeah, webmd.com says 0.40 is life-threatening and could put you in a coma.
Right.
But he walked in.
It's crazy. It's awful. It's a sad, sad story, and I don't know how you get
out
of that.
Severe alcohol issue is what the DA said, the San Francisco assistant DA said.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how he can never have another sip of alcohol again.
He just has to be in, intensive rehab.
For years and years and years, for the rest of his life.
Yeah, well, he's got to go to jail.
Does anybody think he has the discipline at this point to do that? No, he's going to die.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Can he live in a halfway house type of environment where he's monitored 24/7, so he can't get alcohol? I don't know.
Yeah, it's not.
Might be what it takes.
No, he needs to go to prison for a couple of years.
He might.
So he can't drink in prison. He was booked for violating a condition of his electronic monitoring while on bail. He was arraigned on 3 charges of violating a protective order, which was issued when he was arraigned March 12th for his original domestic violence charges stemming from a March 3rd incident with his fiance. Turned himself in on those charges March 23rd, but failed to show for a court appearance. So he's just a mess. He's a complete mess.
Yeah.
He needs to go to prison for a couple of years. All right, last but not least, we've got to talk about Isaac Haas. Isaac Haas.
I hope you're paying attention to this, Drabby. Mr. Herpes doesn't exist.
He's the big, big Cro-Magnon-looking
herpes
dude for Purdue.
Herpes over there.
Right.
Civil lawsuit alleges former Purdue basketball standout Isaac Haas infected his former partner with an incurable STD. Alyssa Chambers filed a $1 million civil lawsuit in court Tuesday, accusing Haas of lying to her about having a sexually transmitted disease, infecting her.
Well, they say infected her with chlamydia.
No. He said he told her he had chlamydia.
But that one you can cure, right? That one's penicillin
He told her he had chlamydia, but he was clean, right?
Right.
He got all hooked up at the clinic.
But he gave her herpes.
He had chlamydia and herpes.
Well, he's blaming the Purdue medical staff because apparently the medical staff told him that he had been tested. And treated and cleared, tested again, didn't have it. But this girl was diagnosed with herpes. They had sex one time, May 15th of 2017, and she was diagnosed on June 7th, 2017. She said she wasn't with anybody from May 15th to June 7th.
She was diagnosed with the quickness.
Right. So she's claiming that he lied to her that he had herpes and didn't lie and said he was clean.
By the way, he's so lucky that he's no longer at Purdue because if he had to go to any of the road stops in the Big Ten.
Imagine coming to College Park.
The crowd would just be vicious. Remember the crowds in Gladiator? That's what it would be like.
Yeah.
If he walked into the arena, it would be
Chambers
brutal.
Received a text from another woman who alleges that Haas infected a number of other individuals at Purdue.
He's just slinging it everywhere.
You know what a condom looks like?
He's a dirtball. So he infected multiple women on Purdue's campus.
He was the guy who was boo-hooing on senior night. And everybody was like, oh, what a good guy he is. What a good dude he is.
He is
Man,
hurting.
His name is getting dragged through the mud now. Not looking good for him.
I guess the deal is that he just gets hooked. They just give him meds. That's what they say. Like he doesn't. They don't even put it like in his little medical files
right.
or whatever. You know, because he's an athlete.
Sure.
He just says, "Hey, there's some burning down here." And right. they hook him and they get rid of it or whatever for now. But then he never is like out of formal diagnosis.
He has so much Valtrex at his condo. I mean, he just has a big 55-gallon drum of it.
Drabby.
Well, he's a dirtball.
He's a dirtball.
All right.
What? But the girl is kind of a dirtball. She's a sleut.
Why?
Make them wear a condom.
They don't get sized.
Okay, well, it's on her, too. Sorry.
Yeah, for sure it's on her, too.
It's on
for
her.
For sure. Definitely.
It's on the girl.
If you're tagging an athlete, I mean, I hate to say it, but if you're tagging an athlete, you're taking an extra risk.
Yeah. 100%. Absolutely.
100%.
But just because they get so much attention.
Got to be careful.
Yeah.
So careful out there.
He's a dirt ball, but it's on her, too, because she got sized for the skin.
She has skin on skin.
Yeah. She didn't want any barriers there.
I mean, what's Isaac Hodge going to say? Yeah, I have it. I'm not going to say that.
I mean, that's pretty much a deal breaker.
But what he doesn't have to say anything. He just has to wear a condom. And then he's fine.
Right. I know. You just say,
no, I'm fine. But I like to wear a condom anyway because I don't like to take any chances. I don't want to get anybody pregnant. You know what I mean? That's what he should do.
Okay, true. But you think that right before they did the deed, she asked him, are you clean?
I don't know. I'm reading some text messages. I don't know.
Do you think she...
I watched a porno the other day where a chick asked... It was unbelievable. She said, are you clean? And he said, yeah.
What?
She said, okay, here
right.
you go.
That's probably what happened here.
I was like, wow, that was the
That's
test?
A porno?
I dig deep for real porno.
Bickle.
I dig deep.
Hey, Bick. That's what I'm saying. That's probably what happened here.
Yeah.
She probably said, hey, so I want to make sure I get a little bit of size for you, even though you're 7'3 and you weigh 280.
Probably a magnum.
Oh,
if
yeah.
he was going to use
But
one.
Are you clean, Isaac?
Yeah.
Of course, sweetie.
Yeah.
I'm clean?
Yeah.
Sweetie.
That's so urgent, though.
Because of course. That's very hurtful.
Usher did the same thing. Usher was slinging it around with that herpes on his pee-pee.
He's not going to tell her the truth.
What happens if you have some bubby blisters, though?
If you have a bubby blister on your...
That's a bubby thing. Blister.
If you have a bubby blister...
That goes in the junk's pantheon.
It should just be obvious. I mean, I don't know. I would think a girl, that would be kind of what you do, inspect it. Right?
Yeah.
You kind of look at it. Is this your first go around?
You look for the bubbies.
Well, especially
you
look for a bubby blister.
If it's a one-night stand...
A bubby blister.
I think this was a one-night stand.
Right, but wouldn't you think... Wouldn't that be the first thing a girl would do? Like, if you're going to be like that, you would at least...
Well, what if the lights were out? You can't see the bubbies.
These girls don't care.
I guess they don't care. They're like Drabby. They don't believe in that.
Don't be shocked if you get it.
Oh, I believe in herpes, for the record. I believe in
herpes.
You
do now? You changed your opinion?
No. The CDC over-inflates those numbers. They try to say that 1 in 6 Americans have herpes. It's just not true. Maybe 1 in 6.
The sexually transmitted herpes.
Somebody in this room has herpes.
I'm sure you do more studying than the CDC.
No, are you kidding
me?
Scare tactics.
Yeah. Which one of you guys has herpes here? Yeah. 1 in 6?
1 in 6?
It'd be Valdez,
A-Rod,
the dirtiest guy here.
Probably
I'd say Valdez. I'd bet on Valdez.
Maybe Pete.
Pete's just getting shrapnel.
No, Pete's money.
Yeah, he's good.
I think
Pete's so herpes free.
I think Pete would be very diligent about not getting that.
Pete.
I'm saying, sorry.
I like
Pete
trying to get
Pete on sores.
You know, Pete always wants to get involved. Do you think he wants to get involved?
Yeah, he
just wants
to say something with that. Yeah.
He likes the sports take.
Yeah. All right, speaking of sports takes, Joe Beninati is going to join us coming up at 8, and he'll give us takes on Caps Jackets where they drop the puck tonight at 7:30. We'll be joined by our friend Joe Beninati from NBC Sports Washington coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll talk more Caps, Blue Jackets. He will have the call tonight on NBC Sports Washington along with the locker, Craig Laughlin. So we're looking forward to that. That's coming up at 8 a.m.
Here's the picture that Haas, the girl Haas tagged.
Oh, you have a pic?
Let me see. She's cute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but she's been tainted now. What do you do with her?
Yeah, you can't touch her anymore. You can't touch her. Untouchable.
I'm sure she's happy that her face is just splashed all over the internet at this point.
Right.
What are you doing? For that story.
That is a hurting thing. I mean, it's
You shouldn't have Instagram then.
I know. I remember when I was in my 20s and like maybe late 20s, right? And Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla, their show was huge. He used to
Love Line.
Yeah.
He used to say, you know, it's no big deal. It's a social stigma. But, you know, that would just be so hurting.
I think it's a pretty big deal if you get herpes.
I think so, too. But he sees it all the time, and I think he's trying to talk people off the ledge. And, you know, but if you're in your 20s, like you're a teenager, and you get, you know, herpes, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's...
If you get a bubby blister, and people, you're like
people
20...
Love that.
Bubby blisters is... That's a really good zig.
If you get diagnosed with bubby blisters at 20, and you're in college, that's just...
And they're not going anywhere.
Yeah,
I mean, you
like,
can control it, but like, you
can't
get rid
of it. You would rather have chlamydia 100 times out of 100.
Oh, you just so wish you had gonorrhea.
Right.
Or syphilis.
Well, do people you know, like get lurch, syphilis? The crabs.
I never had the crabs.
Oh.
Please.
Oh. Well, I bet some of the people who lived at Norwich at your college house, a few of them probably had crabs.
One
and
of
I'm not
named...
talking about the ones you get in a big bushel and throw a whole bay on.
That was a crab feast in that house.
His name might have rhymed, but force
pass
cramp.
The mallet. There are a bunch of crabs in here.
That was like going down to Hooper's down in OC. Walking that place.
Those weren't roaches. Those were crabs. Yeah. You'd rather have that 100 times out of 100.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't know. It'd just be such a bad beat. Like a dating bad beat. I don't know. I guess you just get it under control. And then you just have to protect yourself your whole life.
Would you take herpes for $1 million?
No. I mean, I'm married. It's over for me. But I just would feel hurt.
You mean if you're like younger and you're out on the dating scene or like right now?
Would
right,
you?
Right
would
now. You I would think about it.
Yeah, you don't even like skins anymore. You don't even like skins. He did tell me he broke his streak the other day. I think
Very
it was about
good.
7 weeks in.
Good job, Valdez.
Yeah.
Way to hold up your end of the bargain.
Happy for you.
I can tell.
Yeah, he's very enthused.
I don't think there's any amount of money I would take that for.
Oh, there definitely is.
Yeah, there is. It's just hurting. First of all, that must be painful.
I would guess.
Probably doesn't feel great. But
don't they also say, I feel like I've read about it.
I would take that pain for about $7 million.
Don't they also say that it maybe you might only get it once or something, then you take the medicine and it kind of stays dormant?
Yeah, stays dormant.
But maybe like when you get stressed in something, then all of a sudden the bubby blisters come back.
It flares out.
Yeah. You take a bad beat in life, boom, bubby blister shows up.
Somebody set or reset you at the poker table, and boom, your bubby blisters are back in full force.
Yeah, you got a bad Steelers backup quarterback under Johnson. I don't know. Did you guys all get your taxes done? What am I reading about millennials? They don't even know about taxes.
Yeah, the AWADs of the world apparently don't know that taxes are due on April 17th this year.
What do you have to make to pay taxes? Like, do you even, you might not even be eligible. You're
I make
so
enough
broke.
To owe.
You really?
My dad told me I owe like $900.
Really? Mm.
Is he going to support? I'm so wrecked.
Is he going to support you?
Yeah, my parents are going to have to help.
Yeah, they're going to have to help.
A random $900 bill out of nowhere. What am I supposed to do?
You know what that is? That's a soul crusher for AWOD.
How long have you
AWOD.
Been working on your own now? Like, how long have you been working post-graduate, you know, graduating from VCU, allegedly?
Since May 2015.
Right, so 3 years, and you haven't been able to save up $900 to pay a bill?
Correct.
No, he doesn't save. He's
the
paycheck to paycheck. He's like me.
$0.
You know what he does?
46 cents.
It's humiliating.
He does
dude.
What every nubber does when they sign their W-2 when they start working.
Yeah.
They say, take zero taxes out.
Right.
Because they don't understand it, and he thinks he's not going to owe any taxes, and they just don't take any out of his paycheck, so he
You're
has
kidding.
To pay all
Is that right?
Of the year.
You
I can
don't
tell.
Get you
There's
don't get
no
taxes?
Chance he would owe $900 if he did what every normal person does.
Do you think a lot of millennials do that?
I think nubbers do. I did it at one point.
Yeah.
I didn't when I didn't understand
he's
it.
Just, he's really dumb.
No, I'm building my career, EB. I'm putting money aside until I'm 30, and right now I'm building my radio personality.
Mean? No, he's eschewing money.
Right, yeah.
To
you're
try
not,
to
you're
try
not,
to
you're not setting aside money like
the
you're
corporate
saving
ladder.
It.
Yeah, that's just, what it sounded like.
You're ignoring money.
Yeah, you're ignoring.
You're ignoring your financial responsibilities.
EB, it's not like I haven't gotten full-time job offers, but just not the right situation. I want to be a broadcast journalist.
Oh, you're out of the market is what you're saying.
You want to be a broadcast journalist still?
Yeah, I want to be on camera. Why is that such a big joke?
You want to be on camera or behind the mic?
Either one. I want to be a media mogul. Internet, web, radio, podcast.
I know you want to, but you know that's never going to happen.
I'm working on it. My podcast is picking up steam, Lurch.
You actually have a podcast?
Yeah.
Wonder what that's like.
Are you still doing it routinely? You're doing it like every week?
Yep.
Look, I don't want to discourage you, but what do you think is your greatest attribute? Like, why do you think that's what you
actually think that my personality pops, and I think I'm really good on interviews with people. I think with my interviews with athletes are sometimes better than the professionals because they look at me like, hey, this kid parties, he goes out, you know, I can be real with him.
See, can I hear one of your celebrity interviews?
Yeah.
Do you have one? Who have you interviewed?
We've had Fred Davis. We've had.
See, I was about to say, he's letting his relationship with Fred Davis.
Celebrity's pretty loose there.
I've had Tim Frazier, Wizards backup.
He's a nice guy. We had him. We had Tim.
He's a good dude.
Can we play it on the air?
Yeah. Valdez got to load it up into the system.
All right. I like to do that.
You know, the AWOD was all pissed off this week because I wouldn't give him Tarek's phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wants to harass Tarek to come on his podcast during Caps playoffs run.
Right, I'm sure Tarek Al-Bashir isn't busy.
I'm like, if you really want him, I don't want you associated with me, and you can find it yourself.
Right, yeah. It's not hard.
And I would contact him out of cap season.
Why don't we just ask him on Twitter?
I mean, it's a show that Drab won't give me any of his contacts when the midday show steals every one of our guests. And the afternoon show has overlaps all the time.
Well, why are you going scorched earth on the rest of the shows on the station?
I just feel like as producers, as a full-time producer, he should, share some of the wealth.
He doesn't want you to poison the relationship. Don't you understand
that? He calls me a friend outside of the show, but then won't give me someone's number.
Because it could be harmful to the mothership.
We have a harmonious thing going here at 106.7 The Fan.
I'm very professional.
Shows get long. Ratings are good.
He doesn't understand.
Don't foul everything up.
He's stupid.
I would give the phone number to the midday producer, and we do exchange phone numbers. I don't want to give numbers to somebody who's going to embarrass me or the show.
Right.
And that means you.
Well, that's incredible. You think I'm going to embarrass the show?
You might. You're capable of it.
It's just kind of a waste of time for a guy at his busiest time of the year.
Well,
that's all he's saying.
He's getting his name out there to, our 1,500 listeners.
Oh, my God. You don't have 1,500 listeners?
We do monthly.
Hey, when are you going to fart into a microphone and we post it and we see who gets more downloads?
You can download Play to Win on iTunes right now. So.
Right.
And you can give it a listen.
What does that even mean?
Play to Win?
That you can download it on iTunes. Any douche can get something downloaded on iTunes.
Yeah, but it's connected with 106.7 The Fan.
Right. All right. What kind of food do you eat that makes you fart? Can you give me some beans?
Pork and beans.
Yeah, pinto beans. A can of pinto beans.
Buy me a can of pinto beans. I'll fart in a mic, and we'll see who gets more downloads.
All right. Well, give me a couple weeks to book Tarek Al-Bashir so I can get, real competition.
We don't want you to bother Tarek in his busiest time of the year, okay? Just get you and Fred Davis, two drunks, just sit there and talk to each other.
I don't like that you're talking bad about Fred Davis, though.
It's not cool. Fred, he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy. I like him.
I don't get it.
What's Fred Davis doing for income, for a living?
He's an entrepreneur. He owns like 10, 15 businesses.
10, 15 businesses.
15. He's like Mark Cuban.
His most profitable is like a wine vineyard.
A vineyard. Don't call it a vineyard. It's a vineyard.
Vineyard vines.
You think you're
going to
be a broadcast professional?
Good Lord.
You've never heard of it.
Less of you and more of our next guest, Joe Beninati, is going to join us.
Joe
to talk
B.
Caps and Blue Jackets. That's coming up next here on 106.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.